Translation of Al-Quran Juz 4 by Mufti Taqi Usmani. Surah Ali Imran, verse 93. Every kind of food was lawful for the children of Israel, except what Israel had made unlawful for himself, well before the Torah was revealed. Say, then bring the Torah and recite it if you are true. Then those who forged the lie against Allah after all this, they are transgressors. Say, Allah has told the truth, so follow the faith of Ibrahim, the upright one. He was not of those who ascribed partners to Allah. The first house set up for the people is surely the one in Makkah, having blessings and guidance for all the worlds. In it there are clear signs, the station of Ibrahim. Whoever enters it is secure. As a right of Allah, it is obligatory on the people to perform Hajj of the house, on everyone who has the ability to manage his way to it. If one disbelieves, then Allah is independent of all the worlds. Say, O people of the book, why do you reject the verses of Allah while Allah is witness to what you do? Say, O people of the book, why do you hinder the believers from the way of Allah, trying to create crookedness in it, while you yourselves are witnesses to its being the right way? Allah is not oblivious of what you do. O you who believe, if you obey a group from those who have been given the book, they will turn you into infidels after you have embraced faith. How could you disbelieve while you are the ones to whom the verses of Allah are recited, and present amidst you is his messenger? Whoever holds on to Allah is surely led to the straight path. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and let not yourself die save as Muslims. Hold fast, all of you, to the cord of Allah, and be not divided. Remember the blessing of Allah upon you, when you were enemies to each other, and he brought your hearts together so that you became brothers through his blessing. You were at the brink of a pit of fire, then he saved you from it. This is how Allah makes his signs clear to you, so that you may take the right path. There has to be a group of people from among you who call towards the good and bid the fair and forbid the unfair, and it is these who are successful. Do not be like those who became divided and fell into disputes after the clear signs had come to them. Those are the ones for whom there is a grave punishment. On a day when some faces shall turn bright and some faces shall turn dark. As for those whose faces turn dark, they shall be questioned. Did you disbelieve after you had accepted the faith? Now taste the punishment because you used to disbelieve. As for those whose faces turn bright, they will rest in Allah's mercy. They will live there forever. These are the verses of Allah we recite to you with all veracity. Allah does not intend to do injustice to anyone in the worlds. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. To Allah all matters are returned. You are the best ummah ever raised for mankind. You bid the fair and forbid the unfair, and you believe in Allah. If the people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them there are believers, while most of them are sinners. They shall never be able to cause you any harm except a little hurt. If they fight you, they will turn their backs on you. Then they shall not be helped. Disgrace has been stamped over them wherever they are found, unless saved through a source from Allah and through a source from men. And they have returned with wrath from Allah, and misery has been stamped over them. All this is because they used to deny the signs of Allah and to slay the prophets unjustly. All this is because they disobeyed and transgressed the limits. Not all of them are alike. Among the people of the book, there are those who are steadfast. They recite the verses of Allah in the night hours, and they prostrate themselves. They believe in Allah and the hereafter, and bid the fair and forbid the unfair, and hasten towards good deeds. They are among the righteous. Whatever good they do, they shall never go unappreciated for it. Allah is all aware of the God-fearing. Surely those who disbelieve, neither their wealth nor their children shall help them against Allah. And they are the people of the fire. They shall be there forever. The example of what they spend in this worldly life is just like a wind that, having chill within, struck the tillage of those who wronged themselves and destroyed it. Allah has not wronged them, rather they did wrong to themselves. O you who believe, do not take anyone as an insider, but those from among your own selves.
They would spare no effort to do mischief, to do you mischief. They want you to be in trouble. Malice has come out of their mouths, while what is concealed in their hearts is still worse. We have made the signs clear to you, if only you understand. Look, you are the ones who love them, and they do not love you. You believe in all the books. On the other hand, when they meet you, they say, "We believe," and when they are alone, they bite their fingertips out of rage against you. Say, may you perish in your rage. Surely Allah is well aware of what lies in the hearts. If something good happens to you, it annoys them, and if something evil befalls you, they are delighted with it. If you keep patience and fear Allah, their cunning shall not harm you at all. Allah is all-encompassing of what they do. Recall the time when you left your house in the morning in order to place the believers in positions for fighting. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. When two of your groups were about to lose heart, while Allah was their guardian. It is in Allah alone that the believers must place their trust. Allah certainly supported you at Badr when you were weak, so fear Allah that you may be grateful. When you were saying to the believers, shall it not suffice you that your Lord should help you with 3,000 of the angels sent down for you? Of course, if you stay patient and fear Allah and they come upon you, even in this heat of theirs, your Lord will reinforce you with 5,000 of the angels, each having distinct marks. And Allah did this solely to make it a good news for you, and so that your hearts may be at rest with it. Otherwise, victory is from none but Allah, the All-Powerful, the Wise. Allah helped you so that He may cut off a flank of disbelievers or throw them down in disgrace, and they go back frustrated. You have no authority in the matter unless Allah forgives them or punishes them, as they are unjust. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. He forgives whomsoever He wills and punishes whomsoever He wills. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. O you who believe, do not eat up the amounts acquired through riba, interest, doubled and multiplied. Fear Allah so that you may be successful, and fear the fire that has been prepared for the disbelievers. Obey Allah and the Messenger so that you may be blessed. Race with one another towards forgiveness from your Lord and towards a paradise the width of which spans the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the God-fearing. The ones who spend for Allah's sake in prosperity and adversity, and those who control anger and forgive people, and Allah loves those who are good in their deeds. And those who, when they happen to commit a shameful act or wrong themselves, remember Allah, then seek forgiveness for their sins. And who is there to forgive sins except Allah? And do not persist in what they have done knowingly. Their reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers flow, where they shall live forever. And excellent is the reward of those who work. Many patterns of behavior have passed before you. So traverse the land and see what was the fate of those who rejected the prophets. This is a declaration for mankind and guidance and a lesson for the God-fearing. Do not lose heart and do not grieve. And you are the uppermost if you are believers. If you have received a wound, they have received a similar wound. Such days we rotate among the people, so that Allah may know those who believe and let some of you be martyrs. And Allah does not like the unjust. And so that Allah may purify those who believe and eradicate the disbelievers. Do you think that you shall enter paradise even before Allah knows those of you who carry out jihad and those who are steadfast? You had longed for death before you faced it. Now you have seen it with your eyes wide open. Muhammad is but a messenger. There have been messengers before him. So if he dies or is killed, would you turn back on your heels? Whoever turns back on his heels can never harm Allah in the least. Allah shall soon reward the grateful. It is not the choice of a person to die without the will of Allah, death being a time-bound destiny. Whoever seeks a reward in this world, we shall give him out of it. And whoever seeks a reward in the hereafter, we shall give him out of it. We shall soon reward the grateful. There have been many prophets with whom many men of Allah have fought. They did not lose heart for what they suffered in the way of Allah, nor did they become weak, nor did they yield. Allah loves the steadfast. They had nothing else to say except that they said, "Our Lord, forgive us our sins and our excesses in our conduct. Make firm our feet and help us against the disbelieving people." So Allah gave them the return in this world and also the better rewards in the hereafter. Allah loves those who do good. O you who believe, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will make you turn back on your heels, then you shall turn into losers. Instead, Allah is your Lord, and He is the best of all helpers. We shall put awe into the hearts of those who disbelieve, since they have associated with Allah something for which He has not sent any authority. Their ultimate place is in the fire, and evil is the abode of the unjust. Allah has surely fulfilled His promise to you, when you, with His will, were killing them off, until you showed weakness and disputed in the matter and disobeyed after He had shown you what you liked. Among you there were some who were seeking the mundane, and among you there were others who were seeking the hereafter. After that He reversed your position against them, so that He may test you. Of course He has forgiven you. Allah is all gracious to the believers. When you were going away, not even turning to look at anyone, and the messenger was calling you from behind you, He rewarded you sorrow for sorrow, so that you should not grieve in future over what you lost, or for what you suffered. Allah is all aware of what you do. Then after the grief, He poured tranquility upon you, a drowsiness overtaking a group of you. Another group was worrying about their own selves, harboring thoughts about Allah that were untrue, thoughts of ignorance. They were saying, "Is there anything in our hands?" Say, "The whole thing belongs to Allah. They conceal in their hearts what they do not disclose to you. They say, if we had any say in the matter, we would not have been killed here. Say, if you were in your homes, those destined to be killed would have come out all the way to their final resting places. All this was done so that Allah may test your inner qualities and may purify what is in your hearts. Allah is all aware of what lies in the hearts. Surely those of you who turned back on the day when the two troops faced each other, Satan had but made them slip for some of their deeds. Of course Allah has forgiven them. Certainly Allah is most forgiving, very forbearing. O you who believe, do not be like those who disbelieved and said about their brethren while they travelled on the earth or had to fight, had they been with us, they would not have died, nor would they have been killed. The result is that Allah makes it a remorse resting in their hearts. Allah gives life and brings death. Allah is watchful of what you do. If you are killed in the way of Allah or die, the forgiveness from Allah and the mercy is far better than what they accumulate. If you die or get killed, it is towards Allah that you shall be gathered. So, O Prophet, it is through mercy from Allah that you are gentle to them. Had you been rough and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. So pardon them and seek forgiveness for them. Consult them in the matter, and once you have taken a decision, place your trust in Allah. Surely Allah loves those who place their trust in Him. If Allah helps you, there is none to overcome you, and if He abandons you, then who is there to help you after that? In Allah the believers should place their trust. It is not conceivable from a prophet to misappropriate the spoils. Whoever misappropriates shall bring forth on doomsday what he misappropriated. Then everybody shall be paid in full for what he has earned, and they shall not be wronged. How then could he who submits to the pleasure of Allah be equal to him who returns with displeasure from Allah? His ultimate place is the fire, and what an evil end it is. They are of various ranks with Allah. Allah is watchful of what they do. Allah has surely conferred favour on the believers when He raised in their midst a messenger from among themselves, who recites to them His verses and makes them pure and teaches them the book and the wisdom, while earlier they were in open error. How is it that when you suffered a hardship, the twice of which you had inflicted upon them, you say, "Where did this come from?" Say, "This is from your own selves. Allah is surely powerful over everything." Whatever you suffered on the day when the troops faced each other was by the will of Allah, and in order to know the believers, and in order to know those who are hypocrites. It was said to them, "Come on, fight in the way of Allah or defend." They said, "Had we known it to be a fight, we would have certainly followed you." That day they were nearer to disbelief than they were to belief. They utter from their mouths what is not in their hearts. Allah knows well what they conceal. Those who said about their brethren while themselves sitting, "Had they obeyed us, they would not have been killed," say, "Then avert death from yourselves if you are true." Never take those killed in the way of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord, well provided.
happy with what Allah has given them of His grace, and they feel pleased with the good news about those left behind them who could not join them, that there shall be no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. They feel pleased with blessing from Allah and grace, and with the fact that Allah would not let the reward of the believers be lost. Those who respond to the call of Allah and the Messenger, even after they had received the wound, for those of them who did good deeds and feared Allah, there is a great reward. That is, those to whom people said, "The people have gathered against you, so fear them." It increased them in faith, and they said, "Allah is fully sufficient for us and the best one in whom to trust." So they returned with bounty from Allah and grace, with no evil having even touched them, and submitted to the pleasure of Allah. Allah is the Lord of great bounty. It is none but Satan who frightens you of his friends, so do not fear them, but fear me if you are believers. Those who hasten towards disbelief should not make you grieve. They cannot harm Allah at all. Allah intends not to spare for them any share in the hereafter. For them there is a mighty punishment. Certainly those who bought disbelief in exchange for belief cannot harm Allah at all. For them there is a painful punishment. Those who disbelieve should not think that the respite we gave them is good for them. In fact, we give them respite only that they may increase in sin, and for them there is a humiliating punishment. Allah is not to leave the believers in the state that you are in, unless He separates the impure from the pure. Allah is not to inform you of the unseen, but Allah selects from His messengers whom He wills. So believe in Allah and His messengers. If you believe and fear Allah, you will deserve a great reward. Those who withhold in miserliness what Allah has given them out of His grace should not take it as good for them. Instead, it is bad for them. They shall be forced on the doomsday to put what they withheld as iron collars round their necks. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. Allah is all aware of what you do. Allah has surely heard the words of those who said, "Allah is poor and we are rich." We shall write down what they said and their killing of the prophets unjustly, and we shall say, "Taste the punishment of the flaming fire." This is due to what your hand sent ahead, and that Allah is not cruel to His servants. There are those who have said, "Allah has directed that we should not believe in a messenger unless he comes to us with an offering to be eaten up by the fire." A number of messengers have come to you before me with clear signs with what you have said. So why did you kill them if you are true? Then if they reject you, then messengers have been rejected before you. They came with clear signs and the scriptures and the enlightening book. Every soul has to taste death. It is on the day of judgment that you shall be paid your rewards in full. So whoever has been kept away from the fire and admitted to paradise has really succeeded. The worldly life is nothing but an illusionary enjoyment. Of course, you shall be tested in your wealth and yourselves, and of course, you shall hear hurting statements from those who have been given the book before you, and from those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. If you observe patience and fear Allah, then this observance is among the matters of firm resolution. When Allah took a pledge from those who were given the book, "You shall make it known to people, and you shall not conceal it," they threw it away behind their backs and acquired a small price for it. So evil is what they acquire. Do not think of those who are delighted with what they did and love to be praised for what they never did. Do not think they are secure from the punishment. For them there is a painful punishment. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Allah is powerful to do everything. Surely in the creations of the heaven and the earth and in the alteration of night and day, there are signs for the people of wisdom who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying on their sides, and ponder on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and say, "Our Lord, you have not created all this in vain. We proclaim your purity, so save us from the punishment of fire. Our Lord, whomsoever you admit into the fire, he is disgraced by you indeed, and for the unjust there are no supporters. Our Lord, we heard a herald calling towards faith. Believe in your Lord, so we believed. Our Lord, forgive us then our sins, and write off our evil deeds, and make us die only when we have joined the righteous. Our Lord, give us what you have promised us through your messengers,
and do not put us to disgrace on the day of judgment. Surely you do not go back on your promise. So the Lord answered their prayer. I do not allow the labor of any worker from among you, male or female, to go to waste. You are similar to one another. So those who emigrated and were expelled from their homes and were tortured in my way and fought and were killed, I shall certainly write off their evil deeds and shall certainly admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow, as a reward from Allah. It is Allah with whom lies the beauty of the reward. The strutting of the disbelievers about the land should not deceive you. It is just a little enjoyment. After that, their resort is hell, and it is an evil abode. But those who fear their Lord, for them there are gardens beneath which rivers flow, where they will live forever, as hospitality from Allah. What is with Allah is best for the righteous. Surely among the people of the book there are those who believe in Allah, and in what has been sent down to you and what has been sent down to them, humbling themselves before Allah. They do not barter away the verses of Allah for paltry worldly gains. They have their reward with their Lord. Surely Allah is swift at... O you who believe, be patient. Compete with each other in patience and guard your frontiers and fear Allah so that you may be successful. Next is Surah An-Nisa. Surah number 4. O men, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and from it created its match and spread many men and women from the two. Fear Allah in whose name you ask each other for your rights and fear the violation of the rights of the womb relations. Surely Allah is watchful over you. Give the orphans their property and do not substitute what is bad for what is good and do not eat up their property along with your own. It is surely a great sin. If you fear that you will not do justice to the orphans, then marry the women you like, in twos, in threes, and in fours. But if you fear that you will not maintain equity, then keep to one woman or bondwoman you own. It will be closer to abstaining from injustice. Give women their dower in good cheer. Then if they forego some of it, of their own will, you may have it as pleasant and joyful. Do not give the feeble-minded your property, that Allah has made a means of support for you, and do feed them from it, and clothe them, and speak to them in fair words. Test the orphans until they reach the marriageable age. Then if you perceive in them proper understanding, hand their property over to them, and do not consume it extravagantly and hastily, lest they should grow up. Whoever is rich should abstain from using it for himself, and whoever is poor may have from it to the extent of his necessary need with fairness. So when you hand their property over to them, make witnesses upon them. Allah is sufficient for reckoning. For men there is a share in what the parents and the nearest of kin have left, and for women there is a share in what the parents and nearest of kin have left, be it small or large, a determined share. If the relatives who are not heirs and the orphans and the needy are present at the time of distribution, give them some of it and speak to them in fair words. Those people should be fearful in their behavior towards orphans who, if they leave behind some helpless children, would remain anxious for them. So they would fear Allah and say what is right. Surely those who unjustly devour the property of the orphans do nothing but devour fire into their bellies, and soon they shall enter a blazing hell. Allah directs you concerning your children. For a male there is a share equal to that of two females, but if they are only women, more than two, then they get two-thirds of what one leaves behind. If she is one, she gets one half. As for his parents, for each of them there is one-sixth of what he leaves in case he has a child. But if he has no child and his parents have inherited him, then his mother gets one-third. If he has some brothers or sisters, his mother gets one-sixth, all after settling the will he might have made or a debt. You do not know who, out of your fathers and your sons, is closer to you in benefiting you. All this is determined by Allah. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. For you there is one half of what your wives leave behind, in case they have no child. But if they have a child, you get one-fourth of what they leave, after settling the will they might have made or a debt. For them, the wives, there is one-fourth of what you leave behind in case you have no child. But if you have a child, they get one-eighth of what you leave after settling the will you might have made or a debt. And if a man or woman is kalala, has neither parents alive nor children, and has a brother or a sister, then each of them will get one-sixth. However, if they are more than that, they will be sharers in one third, after settling the will that might have been made or a debt, provided that the will must not be intended to harm anyone. This is our direction from Allah. Allah is all-knowing, forbearing. These are the limits set by Allah. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, He will admit him to gardens beneath which rivers flow, where he will live forever. That is a great success. Whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses the limits set by him, he shall admit him to the fire, where he will remain forever. For him there is a humiliating punishment. Those of your women who commit the shameful act have four witnesses against them from among you. So if they testify, then confine these women to their homes until death overcomes them or Allah prescribes a way for them. Those two of you who commit it, chastise both of them. However, if they repent and make amends, then overlook them. Surely Allah is most relenting, most merciful. The relenting taken by Allah upon Himself is for those who do evil in ignorance, then repent shortly thereafter. So Allah relents towards them. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. The relenting is not for those who do the evil deeds, until when the time of death approaches one of them, he says, "Now I repent." Nor for those who die while they are still disbelievers. For them we have prepared a painful punishment. O you who believe, it is not lawful for you that you should forcibly take women as inheritance. Do not hold on to them so that you may take away some of what you have given them, unless they commit a clearly shameful act. Live with them in the recognized manner. If you dislike them, then it is quite likely that you dislike something and Allah has placed a lot of good in it. If you want to take a wife in the place of one you have, and you have given her plenty of wealth, then do not take any of it back. Would you take it through imputation and open sin? How can you take it when you have had access to each other, and they have taken a firm covenant from you? Do not marry those women whom your fathers had married, except what has passed. It is indeed shameful and detestable, and it is an evil practice. Prohibited for you are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your paternal aunts, your maternal aunts, daughters of brother, daughters of sister, your mothers who suckled you, your sisters through suckling, mothers of your wives, and your stepdaughters under your care, who are born of your women with whom you have had intercourse. Though if you have not had intercourse with them, there is no sin on you, and the wives of your sons from your loins, and that you combine two sisters in wedlock, except what has passed. Surely Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. End of Juz 4, translation.